was the Lord who put into my mind the fact that it would be possible to sail from here to the Indies. All who heard of my project rejected it with laughter, ridiculing me. There is no question that the inspiration was from the Holy Spirit, because He comforted me with rays of marvelous inspiration from the Holy Scriptures. Christopher Columbus. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and today's episode is likely to offend more than a few people, as it's about a man who has become a lightning rod 500 years after his death. In fact, he has a national holiday that several cities have recently taken away from him and given to the indigenous people of the Americas. I'm talking, of course, about Christopher Columbus. For many of us of a certain age, the first thing we ever learned about Columbus was from a rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In all honesty, it's been quite handy over the years in helping me at least remember the year America was supposedly discovered. In fact, before getting into the man himself, let's take a moment to address this whole issue of discovering America. It's been pretty much established that the Norse, under Leif Erikson, traveled as far as Labrador in Maine 5 centuries before Columbus got here. And in both cases, Columbus and Erikson, there were obviously people living here already. So did Columbus really discover anything? Actually, I think he did. Much like I might discover a restaurant I've never known about before, even though others do know about it, he, quote, discovered it for a Europe that had no clue there was anything between the west coast of Spain and Japan. Give credit where credit is due. So what about the man himself? Well, he was, without a doubt, a daring sailor and adventurer. And there is no denying the importance of his journey and its aftermath to world history. He tenaciously stuck to his goal of making the journey even after being rejected by the kings of England, France, and Portugal. Even Spain initially turned him down, before finally buying into the plan. And by the way, Queen Isabella did not have to sell her jewels to finance the trip. That's just one of many myths that have endured to the present day. Another myth that bears debunking is that everyone thought the earth was flat and that Columbus had the goal of setting out to prove that it wasn't. In fact, Pythagoras had pretty much figured out the world was round by the 6th century BC, and Aristotle used astronomical observations to prove it a couple hundred years later. So by the 1400s, pretty much everyone knew that the earth was round. Now, they did think it was considerably smaller than it actually is, and had no clue that there was a huge landmass between Europe and China. Columbus was obviously one of those who had no clue about North and South America being in his way. But his voyage ultimately paved the way for an age of discovery and colonization never seen before in human history. But let's be honest, contrary to what many of us were told as school children, at least years ago, Columbus was no choir boy. He was, after all, an adventurer in a time when that translated basically into a quest for wealth and fame. He went so far as to cheat one of his own men out of a bonus that was offered to whoever first sighted land by claiming that he, Columbus, had actually seen it first. His desire for wealth, exemplified in a near obsessive quest for gold, caused him to enslave the indigenous peoples to labor for him. He and the priest that he brought with him forcibly converted countless natives to Christianity, and the diseases they brought from Europe, which the natives had no immunity to, wiped out countless people. Columbus may not have been as rapacious as future conquistadors, but he certainly opened the door for them. There's a long-held belief that the natives got some measure of revenge by sending syphilis back with the Spaniards, resulting in a massive outbreak in Europe and Asia. Sadly, this is yet another myth. Syphilis existed in Europe well before Columbus sailed to the Americas. So is Columbus a hero or a villain? Well, I think he was a bit of both. Clearly, his accomplishments are legendary, perhaps too legendary. He certainly deserves to be remembered for his journey across the Atlantic alone. But he was also a man of his time, which meant that he saw Europeans as superior to every other race, and Christianity as the one true faith, requiring the conversion of all quote-unquote heathen peoples. Like every one of us, he had strengths and weaknesses, positive attributes, and extreme flaws. And while we absolutely should take in the totality of his character when considering his place in history, what we cannot do is judge him according to the morals and standards of the 21st century. As I said, he was a man of his time, and whether we like it or not, he was a giant of that time. He was also a religious man, as evidenced by the quote at the beginning of this episode, and he was also aware of his own flaws. Consider this quote: "I am a most noteworthy sinner, but I have cried out to the Lord for grace and mercy, and they have covered me completely. I have found the sweetest consolation since I made it my whole purpose to enjoy His marvelous presence." He may not have seen his flaws in the way that we see them today, but he certainly saw them. There is one bit of trivia from his journey that I'd like to mention. It was Columbus who discovered a local plant called tobaccos, which is rolled up and smoked by the native Arawak. Now, you may not think the introduction of tobacco to Europe was a good thing, but as a smoker, I have to respectfully disagree. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.